In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. How great is the love of God, that he would reveal to you the knowledge of salvation in our Lord Jesus Christ. Before the creation of the world, he chose you in Christ, that you should be blameless and holy. He predestined you for adoption as sons of God through Christ. And so the gospel had to reach your ears, for faith comes by hearing the word. And water had to touch your head, to drown the old and to raise the new. This is how the Spirit comes to you, through word and sacrament, and he alone creates faith. He has done all of that for you. But why you? Out of the 8 billion people who live on this earth, why did he choose you and call you? Grace. Out of the countless who have heard the gospel, why do you believe? Again, grace. You are not the same as you were when you first believed. Perhaps you've passed from infancy on to adulthood, or simply on to a new phase of your life. Your knowledge and skills and ability have changed, increased, or perhaps diminished. But the word of God has not changed. Your knowledge, God's promise has remained the same. You've grown in the grace and knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ by the diligent work of pastors, or perhaps parents, or teachers, or spouses. The language of Scripture has become your language, its thoughts your thoughts. For each step of the way, from little on, every time you heard that word, the Holy Spirit was active to deepen faith and sharpen knowledge. And that is still true today. And that will still be true tomorrow. The word is the power of God, for the Spirit works through that word so that you might believe and have hope. So put into practice what you have learned. Immerse yourself in the word, for faith is a living and active thing. It remembers the law of Moses, the Ten Commandments, and it lives by them. It views them not as harsh burdens that must be done, but as gracious commands from a gracious God who has set you free from the burden of the law so that you might find joy and gladness in serving him. Faith increases in sanctified living. But faith also increases in the hope that it has. Hope is the result of faith. And faith does not hope, or a faith that does not hope is not faith, but merely knowledge. Faith is expressed in hopeful living. Christian hope is different from the world's hope. The world's hope is a wish at worst, a strong desire at best. But their hope is uncertain. They hope that Christmas will be enjoyable, but family member could ruin it. They hope that life returns to normal soon, but it's completely out of their hands. They hope that next year will be better. But there are so many factors that go into it. It is merely a wish. So their future remains unknown because their hope is built upon man. Christian hope, however, is different. It's built upon the word of God and his Spirit. That is why our hope is solid, firm, and certain. We are confident of the future on this earth, and we are confident of our future once we leave this earth. Hope springs forth from faith. And faith recognizes the God of the Scriptures is the one true God, so it clings to his promises and makes them its own. In love, God sent a son to be born of a virgin. He lived under the law to fulfill that law in our place. He died under God's wrath to remove God's wrath from us. He rose and ascended and promises to return to take us to be where he now is. Faith believes that we are not stuck here. We're going there. We dwell here, but this earth is not our home. Heaven is. We're diligent and faithful here. But we hope for the day that Christ will return and we will be seen as children of God and his glory will shine through our bodies and we will be like him, for we shall see him as he is. Hope is the consequence of faith. What we believe we eagerly wait for, albeit with great patience, to increase in us hope, to enliven faith. God sends signs of his returns. In the gospel reading, Jesus lists a few of those signs in the sun, moon, and stars, and on earth. Signs are in the heavens above and on the earth below. The earth is wearing out like an old man's heart. It will not last. It cannot last. And so climate changes from spring to summer to fall to winter. Maybe it's increasing in intensity. Maybe it's just based on a larger cycle. But either way, that is not the sign. The sign is how men react to the weather. Fear. A sense of foreboding. Something bad is happening. Their fear is a sign. They're afraid of what the earth will be like for their kids and grandkids. They scramble and are willing to risk everything, even hindering their lives right now, just trying to fix it. But they never will. They can't. Their hope is to make a heaven here on earth. But who can control the wind and the waves? Who can change the earth's temperatures? Who can accurately predict tomorrow's weather, much less 30 years from now? The world is right to be afraid, though. Something terrible is coming upon them. So they have no hope, because their hope rests in themselves and being able to give themselves a good life now and in the future. You are not like them. As men faint from fear, you straighten up and raise up your heads. As a sense of foreboding fills men's hearts, hope fills your heart, because faith believes your redemption is drawing near. None of these signs are causes of fear, but your faith trumps fear. So the sun, moon, and stars, the distress of nations, the fear of men, causes you eager expectation. You are not like them, so do not let them tell you how to view this world or how to react to the latest news. The Word of God tells you how to view this fading world so that you might live by hope in the midst of their fear. Hope that God will come as he promises. Hope that he will fulfill his word, for he will. Do you remember the promises that he gave to Israel of old? He brought them through the Red Sea. He gave them Canaan. He established them as a nation. He gave them kings. He gave his temple. He sent his Savior. What God says, he does. The same is still true today. And so about the weather, God says, while the earth remains, that is, until I return, seed time and harvest, cold and heat, summer and winter, day and night shall not cease. About you, he says, I will return to take you to where I am. And he will do it. So do not fear, but hope in the Lord. He has not promised your life will be easy as you wait, but you are to wait with patience. We are afflicted by the world's fear, by natural disasters, plagues, wars, economic instability. We may struggle along the way, but we do not lose hope. We may lose our life, but we die in hope. We may mourn and grieve, but not without hope. So let the troubles of life increase hope for Christ to come. Faith clings to the word of God spoken over you at baptism. That word cannot change. In Christ you are righteous. In Christ you are chosen. In Christ you were washed. In Christ you are confident that heaven is coming, and you will be like him. He is coming soon. Yes, to destroy the world and to confine all evil to hell, but to bring you into his heaven. For God has spoken and God does not lie. With eagerness await the day of the Lord. The signs haven't just begun, but they have been here for centuries. But we do not fear. Rather, we hope for that which God has promised. Faith clings to it, for that word remains our anchor through life's many changes. God is coming. He's coming for us. So we will not fear, though the earth give way, and though the mountains be moved into the very midst of the sea, though its waters roar and foam. For this chaos is not a sign that destruction is coming upon us, but this chaos is a sign that redemption is at hand. So watch yourselves, lest you cave to fear and you give in to a sense of foreboding. Pray that you may stand before the Son of Man, clothed in his righteousness. That means diligence in his word. For through that word, the Spirit deepens your faith so you may abound in hope as you eagerly await Christ to be revealed. Do not be afraid to get your hopes up. Cynicism is not a virtue. Hope is. Hope in the Lord, and in his word you will not be disappointed. May the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing, so that by the power of the Holy Spirit, you may abound in hope. Come quickly, Lord Jesus. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.